Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We are so blessed to be here and have some great weather here in the Central Florida. In the ancient world, salt was valuable and a scarce commodity. Since people back then did not have refrigerators or ice cube trays, maybe some of y'all remember those ice cube trays. So since people did not have refrigerators and ice cube trays, salt makers were necessary to preserve food. Salt was used to preserve vegetables, fish, and other forms of meat. When a woman had babies, following the birth, the new baby was washed in salt water as a medicinal purpose. They thought for sure any kind of disease or any kind of outside that was a problem, then washing them in salt water would cleanse it away. Salt water would have helped the baby's life as well. Salt was a precious commodity and essential to their culture. The implication from Jesus' message is that food is bland without salt, and the believer is ineffective without seasoning. As a seasoned disciple can make a difference, whereas one without compassion, one that does not have God's love, one that does not have energy, has little effect on promoting the gospel and helping the Christian community advance in their faith. So what does it mean to be a seasoned disciple or a believer? Jesus says, "Let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Being a seasoned disciple is about showing the love of God no matter where we are. Being a seasoned disciple is about being a conduit through which God's love flows through you. Being a seasoned disciple is letting people know that the power of the Holy Spirit is in your life, and you want to share that power of the Holy Spirit with all. In Jesus' day, salt was connected with purity. The Romans believed that salt was the purest of all things because it came from pure things. It came from the sun and it came from the sea. It was used by Jews to purify their offerings to God. If we modern Christians are to be the salt of the earth, the very basic of what God has created, we must accept a pure and high standard in speech, thought, and manner, keeping ourselves unspotted by the world's self-centeredness. Jesus calls us to be a cleansing presence, whether it be on the golf course, whether it be in our clubs, whether it be in our families. We are to be a cleansing presence. In other words, we are called to bring that love and light of God no matter where we are. We are called to be constantly witnessing to the good that is found in God and the values of God's kingdom. In ancient times, salt was valued as a basic ingredient of life. So my question that I have for you today: what is your basic ingredient of life? What keeps you seasoned? Think about that for a moment. And please don't say that it's social media. Please don't say that it's CNN, Fox, or MSNBC. Those kinds of things do not season your soul. Seasoning your soul is about our Lord. The way we season our soul is by coming to worship. The way we season our soul is in and through prayer. The way we season our soul is by having a relationship with our Lord. Seasoning our soul, getting ready for God to do more in our lives than we can pray or imagine, is about always lifting our hearts up to God. We do this through our words. We do this through our deeds. We can serve as a basic nutrient and help to others. We can become assisting or helping agents for those who are around us, caring, serving, enriching, teaching, and bringing people to Christ. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot." Each and every day, find a way to keep your saltiness for God full of flavor. Talk about Christ with others. Be willing to engage. Our discipleship will be enhanced, and we are salted by the Holy Spirit in advance. We are better prepared to face the challenges of life when our faith has been procured, nurtured, and seasoned by the grace of God. And remember what God's grace is. God's grace is God's favor towards us, unearned and undeserved. Yet by the grace of God, our wills are strengthened and our hearts are made stronger. To be a disciple is to be one who is seasoned by God's love, not only in words, but also in practice. To be a seasoned disciple is to be one that allows God's light to shine to others. Being a seasoned disciple is one who is realistic about what we can and cannot do. Not only do we need to be seasoned with God's love, like a missionary, we also need to be a light to others in a world, a dark world, that needs to know God's light. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." We are God's light in all that we do. When we leave these doors, we are entering the mission field. We do this by our faith and making that faith visible. When people are dear near us, do they sense the presence of God? Are we like a pond, receiving the light of God and reflecting it in a way that gets people's attention? We are here to love, we are here to serve, and we are here to give the glory of God. And I am so thankful to say that St. George does all those. I've been here a little over a year now, and I see the love in the people's hearts and minds here at St. George. I see people willing to serve, and I see people willing to give glory to God. We need reminders of this repeatedly. It's the easiest thing to forget, to love, serve, and to give glory to God. Whatever your circumstances might be today, when you are called and summoned by God, do not close your heart, do not close your ears, do not close your soul. The world waits for what only you can provide through your mission and ministry. May we always be willing to be a seasoned disciple of the Lord. May we always be willing to go out and do ministry and mission. May we always be willing to be that light that God needs in this world. May we always be willing to serve. Amen.